Have you ever been so full of joy, the sort that remains with you even in times of trouble, to the point where you can't contain it? Perhaps you're thinking, joy in the times of trouble, really? Stick with me. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I know it's a huge contradiction, but the bittersweet experience of joy amidst trouble is truly one of the most exquisite things we can ever taste. Because during those times of trouble, we're meant to be experiencing doom and gloom, right? I mean, common sense tells us that. And yet, it doesn't have to be like that. During a great celebration in Jerusalem, Jesus stood up and said this to the crowds. John chapter 7, verses 38 and 39. If anyone believes in me, rivers of living water will flow out from their heart. That's what the scriptures say. Jesus was talking about the Spirit. The Spirit hadn't been given yet to the people because Jesus hadn't yet been raised to glory. But later, those who believed in Jesus would receive the Spirit. No wonder the religious leaders wanted to kill him. That was pure heresy. He was, in effect, claiming to be God. But his point is that his very presence will fill us with a flood tide of blessing, not merely one river, not just a Jordan or a Euphrates, a Nile or an Amazon, but rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit, God himself, flowing in as the thirsty come to Jesus to drink and gushing out as we simply can't contain all that he has for us. Rivers, pure joy, a flood tide of blessing. Jesus, that's his word, fresh for you today. Just imagine the joy, the power to become all that he made you to be, that would be unleashed in your life if you allowed God to speak his word into your heart every day. Well, that's exactly why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.